Good morning and welcome to our Lord's Day service, and we do hope that the service is a blessing to you. Today we are so privileged to welcome LaCrissa Granberry. LaCrissa is a Milwaukee-born native. She's a writer, singer, and actress who has made Chicago her home. Prior to the pandemic, she was performing She the People at Second City. Her credits include work with the Milwaukee Repertory, the Northern Sky Theater, First Stage, Skylight Music Theater, Black Arts Milwaukee, Forward Theater, Madison Children's Theater, and more. LaCrissa is an alumna of Wisconsin Lutheran College. She gives thanks to God, her family, friends, and Pianessa Talent Agency for the continued love and support, and we're just thrilled that she is here today. The flowers that you see this morning were given in loving memory of Aaron Moore. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we're going to be tolling the church bells in solidarity with the National Cathedral, who will be tolling their bells 200 times. It's a bell toll for every 1,000 people who have been lost to the pandemic COVID-19. We need to remember those lives. So we will be remembering them this afternoon at 4 here at the church. We will be tolling our bell 200 times. And if you would like to help, I know I don't have all the arm strength. I will not be the only one tolling the bell. So if you would like to come out and help us with that, and if you're in the Ephraim area, please at 4 o'clock, say a prayer. Take some time to remember. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Sometimes the old ground will shake and the wind will spin. The water will clash, fire will spread with no end. If the moon disappears and the sun doesn't shine, you find the time to take it all in. 'Cause when darkness falls, the stars give light. At the top of a mountain, there's a beautiful sight. When the fog settles down, the road becomes clear. If you find the time to take it all in. So when thunder strikes the sky, wait for the rainbow in the end. When the pressure is tough, remember you're a diamond in the rough. When the leaves begin to fall, a new season will begin. If you find the time to take it all in. 'Cause when darkness falls, the stars give light. At the top of a mountain, there's a beautiful sight. When the fog settles down, the road becomes clear. If you find the time to take it all in, just find the time to take it all in.
Our call to worship is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 1 through 3. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Please join us in singing, Son of Righteousness, Arise.
Shadray were married yesterday here on the church grounds, and we wish them all of God's blessings. Katie is the granddaughter of our dear Bernice Kaler, who was organist here for many, many years. We have a number of prayer concerns for our nation today. We join in mourning the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and we ask for prayers for her family. We would remember today in our prayers, Jamie, this is a friend of our friend Corey. Jamie lost two members of her family to gun violence and a beloved grandfather to natural causes all within a week. Sometimes tragedy hits and we are not given a chance to catch our breath. And we remember in our prayers Jamie and her entire family today. We want to remember Kevin, who was hospitalized, Tom, who had back surgery. We want to remember those who were dealing with cancer, for Dean and Angela and Rhea. Rhea's surgery was postponed. We want to remember John in our prayers. And we also want to remember the children, Jaden, Michael, and Aiden, who have been struggling. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we give you praise today that we can come to you. Praise for your goodness and mercy. Praise for new families being born. We thank you for Bob and Katie, and we ask that you would bless their lives together. We would remember in our prayers Jamie, her entire family, as they deal with these deaths from gun violence. The death of a beloved grandfather. We ask that your grace, your mercy, and your peace would surround them today as they deal with unthinkable loss. We would remember Tom and Kevin. We ask that you would be with them and grant to them your healing mercy. For those struggling with cancer, Dean, Angela, Rhea, and John, that they might know that underneath them are the everlasting arms. We lift up children, Jaden, Michael, and Aiden, and ask that your grace and your power would sustain them. And we lift up the nation as we mourn Ruth Bader Ginsburg's loss. We ask that you would guide this nation, that you would comfort her family and all who mourn her loss. We ask that you would be with all the families who have been dealing with incredible losses these days, as we recall to mind 200,000 people. We ask that you would break our hearts anew and stir us, O Lord, to protect each other and love each other until our journey's end. We ask all of this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out again about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right. So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, Why are you standing here idle all day? They said to him, Because no one has hired us. He said to them, You also go into the vineyard. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first. When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I am light, 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 I am light. I am not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am I am light, I am light. I am light, I am light. I'm not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light, I am light. 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 I am not the color of my eyes. I am not my skin on the outside. I am not my age, I am not my race. My soul inside is all light. I am 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 divinity defined. I am a God on the inside. I am a star, a piece of it all. I am light.
A reflection is written by Pastor Dan Olson, entitled, It's Not Fair. Very early in my pastoral ministry, I was often annoyed at a policy of the bishop and synod in which I served. Salary guidelines were established each year, which dictated the level of compensation to be paid to pastors based on years of experience. I wondered what experience had to do with anything. After all, I was fresh out of seminary and had the latest and best training and education. I certainly knew what I was doing and was very good at it. How is it that these creaky 50-year-old men should be paid more than me, given my vast amount of knowledge? It was only the passage of time and the accumulation of my own experience that I came to understand what it was all about. We can understand the anger of the workers in the parable of the landowner. Those hired at the beginning of the day had worked their fingers to the bone, only to discover that those who had worked only an hour were paid the very same wage. They thought they had been treated very poorly and had been stiffed by the landowner. It's not always easy to see that God makes the sun shine on the good and the bad alike. When envy shuts our eyes, as it clearly does from time to time, we must listen with our hearts, difficult as it may be. The labor relations in God's kingdom have no regard for ranking people. Jesus said, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." In Christ's kingdom, every person is of equal value, no matter how much we've worked in the vineyard. We cannot work our way into God's kingdom in the first place. It is a gift to us, pure and simple. We can be eternally grateful that it is not our decision to determine who receives God's gift of grace.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ our rock and our redeemer. Amen. 10 years ago, when my husband and I arrived in these fair climes, one of the things that I noticed, of course, was how beautiful the place was, and that this was a place that people went to get away from it all, to relax, to vacation. And that's what worried me, because I was not coming here to relax or to be on vacation. I was coming here to work. And they assured me that there would be plenty of work to do in the summertime, because that was tourist season and a busy season for everyone. And that in the winter, it got very quiet. And all I could think of is, if they don't give me enough work to do here, I will burn this village down. I like to be busy. And then I was complaining to a parishioner a few years into the ministry. And I said, I thought winter time was supposed to be idle time. That's when everything is quiet, there's nothing to do. I said, I'm always busy. And he wisely said, Pastor, that could be you. He said, it's your personality. And it's true. I love to work. Do you know, when I walk across the parking lot from the parsonage to the church, I sing, hi ho, hi ho, it's off to work I go. I would hate to be idle. And it's a good thing that you give me plenty to do, because then my poor husband would have to put up with me more if I didn't have a lot of work. Do you feel like that? I know during the pandemic, a lot of people have been unceremoniously thrown out of their jobs, and they're miserable, and I can understand that. It's a privilege to be able to work. It's a privilege to have something to do with your time. So when I look at the parable today, think how lucky those first workers were. These were migrants, and they would hang around in the marketplace and hope that somebody picked them up for labor. And so a whole group of people were picked up for labor at 6 a.m. Think of the privilege they had. They not only had the privilege of work, they also had the privilege of negotiation. They were able to negotiate a fair wage with the landowner. And they also had the privilege of not worrying. They knew at the end of the day that they'd be able to feed their families. They knew that they had purpose in their work. So these folks, these were the best and the brightest. These were the people who were probably the go-getters. And when the landowner came to the migrant worker camp to look people over, I'm sure they were first in line, said, you can take me, I'll give you a good day's work. And they were true to their word. But they had the privilege, because they had the skills and the ability, and they knew how to negotiate for themselves. Well, then the landowner saw that there were more people needed in the vineyard, so at 9 o'clock he went. Now, those folks were probably pretty sturdy looking too, but then as the day wore on, he realized that more people were needed to work in the vineyard. Now, by 5 o'clock, the only people left were the sick, lame, and lazy. They were the people nobody wanted. I can understand them too. Because before I came here and was so with it, there was a time, especially when I graduated college and nobody cared that I had a degree, nobody cared what I looked like, I was not going to be hired. And I remember those first few years, I used to go home and tell my parents, I feel like I'm on a meat market. And anytime I try to present myself in a good light, it didn't work. And so there were years of casting about, trying to figure out what my purpose was in life. So I understand those 5 o'clock workers. And so when the landowner gave them the opportunity, they didn't have an opportunity to negotiate. They just hoped that they get a few cents so that they could come home and say, well, I got something today. So you can imagine their joy when the landowner gave them a whole day's wage. That was grace. And then, of course, the people who had worked all day, who had negotiated that wage, thought, hey, you know, if those sick, lame, and lazy are going to get a full day's wage, you can imagine the bonus that we're going to get. And they found they got the same wage. And it angered them because they were minding somebody else's business. And I think Jesus told that story to say it's all grace. When we are given the skills and we're given the privilege and we're given the education and we're given all the resources that we need, that's grace. That came from someplace. We're not self-made people. That comes from the hand of God. And when we're given a hand up because we might not have the strength or the health or the stamina to do that kind of work, that's grace too. And perhaps the Spirit of God is telling us today that instead of operating as if we are somebody else's sentinel, instead of operating minding somebody else's business, perhaps we need to operate with kingdom values. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like this, is all grace, is all compassion. We have engaged in a time in our nation with politics that I would say is disgruntled and angry. And perhaps we, the Church of Jesus Christ, the people who name the name of Christ, need to look at that parable again and operate in grace and operate in compassion. And when someone seems to get ahead and maybe they didn't deserve it, perhaps rather than judging, we can be in joy that there's grace that abounds. The Bible says where sin abounded, grace abounded even more. We are all recipients of grace. And I challenge us today to operate in that grace, in that compassion. And when we do mind somebody else's business, let's do it for the right reasons, because we want to give them a hand up. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that it's all grace. I thank you for the stamina that we have to work a full day's work. I thank you for the love that you've given to us. I thank you for the education. And I thank you for all those who work out of acts of compassion. I ask that you help us all to be compassionate and gracious this week as we live together in this world. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just one look at you
And I know it's gonna be, it's gotta be a lovely day. Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day. It's gonna be a lovely day, a lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, a lovely, a lovely day. Oh yeah, when the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's alright, it's alright with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be, it's gotta be a lovely day. Lovely day, a lovely day, lovely day, lovely day. It's gonna be a lovely day, a lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely, a lovely day. Oh, then I look at you and the world's alright, it's alright with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be, it's gotta be a lovely day. Lovely day, a 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 lovely day, lovely day.
Well, what a lovely way to start the week, and thank you so much, LaCrissa. We do wish you all a very lovely day. And we'll wait for Colin to get his glasses. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.